Gabrick to Kopitar to Gabrick, who scores! Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
The action on the ice might be over,
but we're just getting warmed up.
It's time for the Los Angeles Kings post-game show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times.
Topoli to the net, shoots, and scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are John Rosen and Darrell Evans.
Welcome back, hockey fans. The Kings 9-2 winners over the Boston Bruins here at the TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. And I don't have this from PR yet or from the media guide, because this type of statistic might not be there immediately. According to what we see from Rich Hammond right now on Twitter, the last time the Kings scored 9 goals in a road game was March 29th, 1993 at Detroit. So they wore the forum blue and gold jerseys this evening, and they received the type of an offensive performance associated with an earlier generation of hockey. As I also have noted that the Bruins don't too often give up 57 shots on goal, and I'll have a statistic that depicts that later, according to Joe Haggerty of CSN Boston. The 57 shots allowed by the Bruins tonight were the most since a loss to the Red Wings in 1965. So just to put it in a little bit of a historical perspective. We're going to take you through right now the post-game show, and thank you again, Kings fans, for tuning in here on KABC 790. Kings Hockey is brought to you by Honda. Right now you can get great deals on award-winning Honda. Stop by for your local helpful Honda dealers today to learn more, or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. We want to give you the assist leaders in tonight's game. Before we get there, no player on the Kings in this 9-2 win scored more than one goal. And the only players who did not record a point, Braden McNabb, he was a +3. Alec Martinez, he was a +2. And Jordan Nolan, who was very good along with several other role players, and he was a +2 as well. So the three stars for tonight's game, before we get there, the assist leaders. Only three players even had two for the Kings. Jake Muzzin had two, Christian Ehrhoff had two, and Tyler Toffoli also had two assists. And no Kings had more than 2 points, recording 2 points in this game. Jake Muzzin, Drew Doughty, Christian Ehrhoff, Marian Gaborik, Milan Lucic, Dustin Brown, Luke Shen, Tyler Toffoli, and Jeff Carter. It was one of those evenings. Number three star of the game, and we just witnessed a really special moment. Milan Lucic gets that third star, one goal, one assist, +2 rating, and 17:54 of action. And he took a lap around the TD Garden ice, and those who remained here at this game gave him a long standing ovation. There were signs being waved. There were flags in attendance, and it was a really special moment. As even earlier in the game, when he was noted on the video board, he raised his stick, and there was a great moment as Lucic was honored here. Another special moment as he took a lap around the TD Garden ice to commemorate his 8 years with the Boston Bruins. Number two star of the game, Jeff Carter. Carter tonight, one goal, one assist, 2 points, +1 rating. He took 6 shots on goal. Number one star, Drew Doughty, one goal, one assist, 2 points, +3 rating in 27 minutes and 21 seconds of ice time. 3 shots on goal, had 4 attempts blocked, missed 2 shots, issued 3 hits as well. Another strong performance by Drew Doughty in what has clearly been developing into a Norris Trophy campaign. He's going to be a candidate for this trophy. There's going to be some tough competition. Erik Karlsson out in Ottawa would be the toughest competition, but Drew Doughty, 2 point night, +3 rating. We're going to take another break here, Kings fans, and come back in just a little bit. When we do so, we'll have tonight's highlights. And stay tuned. Lots of those to come up on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
For Valentine's, I'm going to treat... Oh, didn't see you there. Just checking my hair in the mirror.
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Valentine's Day specials, including wining and dining at Cielo Steakhouse.
Number two.
You could win a share of $150,000 with Morongo's Great Wall of Cash.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
You could win a Mercedes GLC 300 this Monday, President's Day.
Morongo, good times.
Well, it's new, but not new. Where's the shock, the surprise? I just want to feel listened to, like someone really understands what I want.
We hear you, and it's time we change things up at McDonald's. And it starts with all-day breakfast, taste-crafted burgers and chicken sandwiches, even table service. Hey, we get it. You're not asking for the world here. Sometimes hotcakes for dinner just make sense. So come in and see the changes for yourself at participating McDonald's. All-day breakfast menu varies by location.
Hello.
Hi, Jeff. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
Wow, that is awesome.
We heard you're a softball coach.
I've got three teams, and our primary objective is to help them attain scholarships through softball. We've helped over 100 girls get into college.
That's amazing. But your pitching machine is broken?
Yeah, every time we try to take it in, they're just saying that it can't be fixed.
Well, the Southern California Honda dealers want to help. We're going to get you a brand new pitching machine.
Oh, my goodness. That that is really cool. Oh, wow. I was not expecting that.
Today we helped a coach help his team. And we can help you any day with a great deal on an award-winning Honda, like the Accord, the best-selling midsize car in California. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find a helpful Honda dealer near you. Jeff was randomly selected and paid to be on the radio. Based on IHS Automotive Polk, California new retail non-luxury traditional midsize car registrations for year to date August 2015.
News.
Talk.
Evolve. 790 KABC.
Welcome back, Kings fans. 9-2. The Kings defeat the Boston Bruins here at TD Garden. In Boston, Massachusetts, 9 of the Kings' 57 shots on goal found their way past Tuukka Rask and Jonas Gustafsson. Time now for tonight's highlights, and I hope you've cleared out a little bit of your schedule here, Kings fans, as the Bruins actually got on the scoreboard first early on as a power play that was 2-for-29 found some early rhythm. Char with a shot, save made quick. Backhand shot, another save, rebound, score. Brad Marchand is 25th of the season, and the Bruins take an early 1-0 lead. That was Marchand's 25th from Matt Beleski and Zdeno Chara at 5:03 of the first period while on the power play. After that, all Los Angeles Kings. Kings trailed 1-0 late in the first, struck twice with a couple of quick goals, the first one coming on a power play of their own. Near side, Muzzin, top of the left circle. Muzzin looks, doesn't shoot, down low, centering feed, score! Off a deflection, it looked like Jeff Carter was trying to center to Tyler Toffoli. The Kings catch a break there, their power play remains red hot, and this game is tied at one. Carter's 14th from Muzzin and Doughty at 18:21. Kings power play 3-for-3 on the night tonight, and that was just a Jeff Carter attempted centering feed that caught the blade of the stick of Kevin Miller and ramped up and passed goaltender Tuukka Rask. So the Kings tied it at one, and then Marion Gaborik found a little bit of a seam on a rush and started out a sequence that led to an even-strength goal. Kings now with a rush to the offensive end. That's Clifford looking out in front, centering feed. Breaking that up was Rask, a second opportunity there, as Le Cavalier couldn't stop it deep. Now backhand shot, score! Marion Gaborik makes it 2-1. Beautiful backhanded move to Rask left, and with 15 seconds remaining in the period, the Kings get another one. Gaborik's 11th from Le Cavalier, and a really good job blasting down that right wing by Gaborik. Torrey Krug had given him a little bit of a cushion that allowed Gaborik really to reach that top speed and work that puck deep. His 11th from Le Cavalier at 19:44. Kings led this game 2-1 after one. In the second period, one of the Kings' finest periods of the season, some of their role players cashed in early in that second frame. Doughty wrists it deep behind the net now. Centering feed broken up. Andrioff shot, score! Andy Andrioff gets in front of a puck the Bruins were looking to clear out as he snaps it past the goaltender Rask, and the Kings lead 3-1. Andrioff's fourth unassisted at 2:42 of the second period, and that was Kevin Miller that had put this puck right out of the stick of Andrioff as he was looking to clear. Andrioff didn't waste any time. Quick snap, short side, as he was able to beat Tuukka Rask to give the Kings a 3-1 lead. After that, it was a bit of a quiet game until the middle of the second period, and that's when the Kings got another fortunate deflection as they widened their lead to 3. Gaborik, wrist shot, save made, loose out in front, centering feed, shot, score! Off a deflection, Drew Doughty might get credit. The Kings take a 4-1 lead. It indeed was Doughty, his 11th from Lucic and Gaborik. Another deflection, that goal came at 12:09. 33 seconds later, Kings continued to pour on the offense. Goal comes at 12 minutes and 9 seconds. And meanwhile, a shot, a score! The Kings again! This time it's Dwight King, it looks like, as Los Angeles now takes a 5-1 lead. It indeed was King, his fifth from Toffoli and Carter at 12:42, as Carter, on just one of those plays you see all the time at practice, off of rushes, snap a puck on the pad of the goaltender, get a rebound, Dwight King buried it, Carter had the original shot, deflected off Toffoli's stick, off the pad of Tuukka Rask, and then Dwight King able to bury the puck. Kings weren't done in the second period, they were able to widen the lead on a goal from Trevor Lewis. Lewis looking for help, goes over to the far side, wrist shot, Muzzin safe, rebound, score! Trevor Lewis on the rebound, and the Kings now lead it 6-1. Lewis is sixth from Muzzin and Clifford at 18:56. Another very strong performance by the Kings role players as Trevor Lewis finished with a goal in 14 minutes and 52 seconds of ice time. After that, the Kings, with that 6-1 lead after two periods of play, entered that third period, and well, the fans had seen quite a few goals from Milan Lucic as he was a member of the Boston Bruins, and Lucic in his homecoming back here in Boston, able to bank in an Andrei Kopitar centering feed to widen the lead again. Kings hit it back into the neutral zone. Here's a 2-on-1. Kopitar and Lucic. Kopitar trying to go to Lucic. He scores! Off of a deflection, Milan Lucic in his return to Boston, able to bank in a loose puck on a centering feed by Kopitar, and the Kings now lead 7-1. If you think there are boos in the background, that would only be because of the way that the Bruins were playing at the time. There are also a lot of Lucic coming from the crowd this evening, as we also mentioned that he took a lap around the TD Garden ice after the game as he was introduced as the third star of the game. Lucic is 13th from Kopitar and Brown at 3:41. Kopitar's centering feed caught a stick on the way to Lucic, and it still had enough on it for Lucic to bang it home past Jonas Gustafsson. After that, Boston able to get one back just over a minute later. Shot by Miller, didn't get through. He gets a second opportunity. Centering feed, shot, score! And Boston gets one back. A shot from the tops of the circles. And it's now a 7-2 game. That was Tyler Rendell, his fifth of the season from Kevin Miller and Max Talbot at 4:44. That made it a 7-2 game. Kings, though, they weren't done. They got a late power play, and they didn't even send out their absolute A number one unit. Again, Luke Shen, no offense to Luke Shen. He's a defensive defenseman. You're not going to see him on too many power plays, but he had an opportunity with the Kings leading 7-2, and he took advantage. Erhoff over to the far side now, Shen. Shen tees it up, shot, score! Luke Shen from the right point has through traffic and passed the goaltender Gustafsson. The Kings now 3-for-3 on the man advantage, and they lead this game 8-2. Shen's third of the year from Erhoff and Toffoli. That goal on the power play at 13:50. For added measure, the captain came in with his eighth of the season. Erhoff, right point now. There's Shen. Shen off the end boards. Centering pass shot, score! Dustin Brown banks it off of Gustafsson, and the Kings lead 9-2. Brown's eighth, that came on a backhand. Shen and Erhoff with the assists, as that was at the 16:57 mark of the third period. We're going to take our final break right now in this post-game show. I want to thank everyone for tuning in back at home, Kings fans. And also want to remind you that now is your chance to vacation like a King in Alberta. One grand prize winner will win a trip for two to watch the Kings play the Flames on April 5th and go on Bailey's Alberta Adventure through the Canadian Rockies, which includes dog sledding and visiting beautiful Banff, Alberta. Visit lakings.com/vacationlikeaking to win. A little bit more to talk about as we wrap this one up right after this on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Blocking a puck traveling 100 miles an hour takes incredible skill and talent. But you know what takes even more skill and talent? Developing life-saving treatments and surgeries that doctors at Children's Hospital Los Angeles perform every year for thousands of sick kids right here in L.A. So please, join the Kings in supporting life-saving care and research at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. So if you live L.A., give L.A. Make a donation at chla.org/kings. That's chla.org/kings.
Nick Nixon here for our friends at AMCO. These days, more people are keeping their cars longer. If you're one of them, listen closely. Your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. And with newer cars, you can't tell if your car needs a transmission repair. If your car just doesn't feel right or a service light is on, there's only one place to go. That's AAMCO. For a limited time, mention LA Kings Radio, and the guys at AAMCO will check your transmission for free. And if your check engine light is on, AAMCO will read and report the trouble codes to you at no cost. That's right. Why pay up to $100 somewhere else? AAMCO can take care of all your car care needs. Over half the cars serviced at AAMCO don't even need a rebuilt transmission. Call the pros at 1-800-GO-AAMCO or log on to AAMCOSOCAL.com for the center nearest you. That's AA. MCO, AAMCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more.
Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer.
Well, it's new, but not new. Where's the shock, the surprise?
I just want to feel listened to, like someone really understands what I want.
We hear you, and it's time we change things up at McDonald's. And it starts with all-day breakfast, taste-crafted burgers and chicken sandwiches, even table service. Hey, we get it. You're not asking for the world here. Sometimes hotcakes for dinner just make sense. So come in and see the changes for yourself at participating McDonald's. All-day breakfast menu varies by location.
The first ever, Commerce Casino and KABC King for a Day Blackjack Tournament is coming to the Commerce Hotel and Casino Sunday, March 6th. And we're dealing you in for a shot at five large. That's $5,000. But the puck doesn't stop here. We're doubling down by giving you a chance to score a prize pack fit for a king, including autographed memorabilia and a luxury suite for 10 to an upcoming game at Staples Center.
Sweet.
Go to KABC.com right now to register for free. The first ever Commerce Casino and KABC King for a Day Blackjack Tournament. Sunday, March 6th at the Commerce Hotel and Casino. Register for free at KABC.com.
Brought to you by Commerce Casino, where the LA Poker Classic is back. Now through March 3rd, millions in guarantees. Buy-in starting as low as $75 and cash game action you won't find anywhere else.
Must be 21. Play responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER or problemgambling.ca.gov.
The home of Kings Hockey.
790 KABC.
For Boston, Kings win this one 9-2 over the Boston Bruins. Kings improved to 32-17-3 on the season for 67 points. Boston falls to 28-19-6. They remain at 62 points as they're about to head out on a Central Division road trip. Long swing for the Boston Bruins. It'll start two nights from now at the MTS Center in Winnipeg. Before we wrap up tonight, looking at scores around the league, New Jersey on Martin Brodeur celebration of his career. The Devils with a 2-1 lead over the visiting Edmonton Oilers. Adam Henrique, Reed Boucher with the goals for New Jersey. Jordan Eberle for Edmonton. Montreal, 4-2 lead late in the third over visiting Tampa Bay. Goals from Plekanec, Gallagher, and Devontae Smith-Pelly. Two from Plekanec, I should say. Tampa Bay goals from Valtteri Filppula and Victor Hedman. That matchup was Bishop against Scrivens at net. Scrivens now just about a minute and 39 away from coming away with a win for this Montreal Canadiens squad. Elsewhere, in the third period, early, Dallas and Minnesota tied up at 3. Goals from Galagoski, Demers, and Eves. Hulla and Fontaine, the first two goals for Minnesota, who just recently tied that game up. Elsewhere, Washington, 2-1 lead on the road early in the third period at Nashville. Jason Chmara, Tom Wilson with goals. Philip Forsberg for the Nashville Predators. Braden Holtby and Pekka Rinne, your goalies. 1-1 game, Winnipeg at St. Louis. As Little for Winnipeg and Colton Parayko for St. Louis. Brian Little for Winnipeg as that game tied up at 1 of the third period. San Jose, 1-0 lead on the road at Chicago. Patrick Marleau. Power play goal in that one. That's the game's only goal. Martin Jones and Corey Crawford, your goalies. Calgary at home leads Toronto 2-1 early in the second period. Michael Granlund and Michael Backlund, the goals for Calgary. Peter Holland for Toronto. Elsewhere, Colorado 1-0 lead at home over visiting Vancouver. Francois Beauchemin with the goal in that game thus far. Markstrom and Varlamov, your goalies in Denver. Elsewhere, Anaheim, 4-1 win on the road at Philadelphia. Ricard Raquel, who's turning in a really strong season for the Ducks, had two. Andrew Cogliano, Chris Stewart also with goals. Wayne Simmons, a former King, getting on the board for Philadelphia. Win to Frederick Anderson, loss to Steve Mason of the Flyers. Florida jumped out in front 3-0 and ended up defeating Buffalo Sabres by a score of 7-4 while on the road. Two goals for Riley Smith, Alex Petrovic, Brandon Peary, Brian Campbell, Jaromir Jagr, and UC Jokinen for Florida. Two for Sam Reinhart and Buffalo in the loss, as well as Evander Kane and Mike Weber. Final score, New York Islanders, Kings opponent this coming Thursday at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. Islanders a 3-2 shootout win over the Columbus Blue Jackets while on the road. Anders Lee, Ryan Strome scored in regulation for New York, while Brandon Dubinsky and Cam Atkinson got on the board for Columbus. Yaroslav Halak made 29 saves and came up with a win. Joni Korpisalo the loss for the Columbus Blue Jackets. So when the Kings face the Islanders coming up on Thursday, the Isles will be 28-18-6 with 62 points on the year. As the Kings will now look to see how much San Jose and Chicago will continue to wage battle against each other. Anaheim moved up to 59 points, so they're now 8 points behind the Los Angeles Kings. Should San Jose hold on, it's a 1-0 lead at Chicago. Still plenty of hockey left. San Jose would move up to 60 points, remain 7 points behind this L.A. Kings squad. Big thank you to everybody who helped out with this broadcast, and that starts, of course, with my broadcast partner in Daryl Evans. Big thank you as well to Trent Barter up here in our booth here at the TD Garden, and, of course, Wayman Porter back in our in-studio director back in Los Angeles. Big thank you to those gentlemen, and a big thank you to everyone listening in as the Los Angeles Kings put 57 shots on goal, score 9 times, and a 9-2 win over the Boston Bruins. I'm John Rosen. We'll talk to you on Thursday from Brooklyn, New York. Thanks so much for listening in as the Kings win 9-2. Have a good night.
The Los Angeles Kings postgame show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times, is now over. But the Kings' quest to reclaim their throne is far from over. Be sure to tune in next time as the Kings go for 3 cups in 5 years on your home for Kings hockey. Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network.